Putnam remained at Fort Edward during that winter. In the course of the winter, too, another opportunity afforded for him to make a display of that cool courage and bold daring for which he enjoyed so wide a fame among the soldiers. The barracks caught fire at a point not more than 12 feet distant from the powder magazine, in which were stored about 15 tons of powder. Cannon were brought to bear upon the barracks in the hope of battering down a portion of them and thus staying the progress of the fire, but it was in vain. Putnam saw the extreme danger, and knowing that the flames were rapidly advancing in the direction of the magazine, determined to make every exertion possible to check them. Well, I reckon he did, little buddies, if the fire at the barracks... By the way, barracks is a building where soldiers sleep and live. If the barracks burned to the point where it caught that magazine on fire and 15 tons of powder went up, it'd blow up every man in the fort all to pieces along with it. For this purpose, he stood upon a ladder reaching to the roof and took the buckets of water as they were passed up to him from the line of men that was formed between the fort and the river, and himself kept dashing it without intermission upon the flames. The heat grew every moment more and more intense till he thought at times he could endure it no longer. The fire gained on him in spite of his efforts, and he found himself enshrouded in a rolling mass of smoke and flame. One pair of thick woolen mittens was burned off his hands, and he immediately called for another. These he kept continually dipping in the water to preserve them from the fate of the other pair. He was even then directed to come down, as it was worse than useless to expose himself in this way any longer. But he resolutely refused, fighting the furious enemy with a desperate energy that excited general wonder and admiration. Still, all the while, he appeared as cool and collected as if there was no such danger as 15 tons of powder contained within a mile of him. Some of the men, in the meantime, stricken with a panic, were proceeding to get their few valuables out of the fort and made ready for the expected explosion. Up to this time, only a single angle of the barracks was on fire, but now the flames enwrapped the entire line and were bent on getting at the powder beyond. Putnam was then obliged to leave his post on the ladder and came down and planted himself as the last resource between the burning barracks and the magazine and called for more water. They kept passing it to him in a steady stream of buckets. The fire had now caught the outside timbers of the magazine and burned them completely off. Only a single thickness remained between that and the powder, and that was soon reduced to a living coal. Some thought of flight, but Putnam worked on. While his sturdy form stood confronting the fires, it acted upon those who saw him like a magnet to attract them to the spot. So they all worked with greater enthusiasm still. Putnam was covered with the thick falling cinders and enshrouded with the smoke. Everyone expected to see him give out before so relentless a foe as the one he had undertaken to contend with. This was a rarer display of true courage than when he went down alone into the wolf's den at midnight, finding his way along with a flickering torch. He poured on the water incessantly. At last, the main timbers of the barracks having burned through, they fell in, and the danger was over. For nearly 2 hours he had fought the fire single-handed. He was blistered from head to foot from his exposure to the intense heat, and on drawing his second pair of mittens from his hands, the skin came with them too. He was a keen sufferer from the effects of these blisters and burns, and it was many weeks before he was able to feel that his case had taken a favorable turn. But by this single act he had earned for himself the warmest admiration and the hearty gratitude of the garrison, and indeed of the entire army. No one could justly estimate what he alone had saved by thus subduing such a remorseless enemy as for a time threatened to overwhelm them all with instant destruction.